Attention. You're listening to The Daily Dose. The active ingredient in this program is common sense, which has been documented to prevent and even cure liberalism. Be advised that listening may cause you to lean to the right.
The Iowa caucus is on Monday, which officially kicks off the primary season. And there are many important issues for voters and caucus goers to consider. There's the economy, which is far from the roaring engine we're told that it is. It's overregulated, it's overtaxed, and it's full of uncertainty. Then there's the war on terrorism, and ISIS in particular. They seek bloodshed and chaos and Sharia law, and they must be completely destroyed. Then there's border security and immigration. Then there's taxes. Then there's issues of liberty and religious freedom. And of course, then there's the debacle of Obamacare. In short, we've got a huge mess. But what if I told you that the 2016 election is even more important than these issues? Well, I think it is. Consider the Supreme Court and its current breakdown. There are three consistently conservative justices, Thomas, Scalia, and Alito, one inconsistently conservative justice, the Chief Justice John Roberts, four very liberal justices, Elena Kagan, Sonia Sotomayor, and Ruth Bader Ginsburg, along with Stephen Breyer, and one unpredictable justice named Kennedy. Some of these justices will very likely be replaced by the next president. It's almost certain Ginsburg will retire, and probably Kennedy and Scalia, and possibly Breyer, and who knows, maybe others. The Supreme Court's role is to interpret the Constitution, but liberals use the court to create legislation. This is obviously not their role, but who's going to stop them? Republicans in Congress? A Democrat president? We face a host of serious problems as a nation, but it will get much, much worse if we make the mistake of electing another liberal president, no matter if they are a criminal, a hardcore socialist, or even the harmless, sexy, sexy, sexy Martin O'Malley himself. The so-called Democrat Party of choice, you know, the one that gave us two old white guys and a Clinton as their candidates, is completely content with building a court of unelected, unaccountable lawyers to govern your every move. Your vote is the only thing that is preventing that reality. So make it count in 2016 by voting Republican.
Thank you for listening. To further boost your immunity, join Todd for his full-length program called The Antidote to Liberalism. Available on iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube, and our website, theantidotetoliberalism.com. Or connect with Todd directly on Twitter at Common Sense Gear or by email, todd@theantidotetoliberalism.com.